You now tuned into the Meds, Drinks, and Chill podcast. Follow us at Meds, Drinks, and Chill on Instagram.
Like, when you said it, that was the ill part, because when I was in there, I'm like, how the fuck do they know?
Well, so then, like, now think about it. What you just said in that whole story, the people that told were innocent bystanders, majority. I don't think nobody in your crew told. You feel me?
So, nobody. But they didn't really consult. You know, Adam. But they didn't really tell it. They just wanted me to
exactly admit it. They wanted to say that you said that, so you put that on. Yeah, absolutely. But my thing is, we go back to the beginning of the whole night, like. Is dry snitching, but are these people... Well, actually, some of these people probably went to the police. But are they really wrong for doing what the cops come to say? Somebody's super innocent and the police running down your business.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they didn't even have nothing to... Like, that's what's so ill.
So
like,
let's say the club owner, because this is probably who really wants to get you out. Nigga, real talk, be on some downtown shit. My nigga, something going down, you ruin my property value. Now, mm-hmm. Poor people want to do... The other people that... My money people come, start thinking, oh, damn, they do this at night? Oh, no. We don't want to be involved. Mm-hmm. So anybody in that establishment, do we really say they're wrong for saying... Give me everything to make. Give me anything kind of any information you need to make my property show that I can give in good faith. Because the first thing they want to do is have the police and the news out there in good faith. We're good. This is all good faith. We got it. We're gonna take care of it.
And it tells their customers.
My only question I'm saying is anybody.
Let me tell you something else too. I was trying to make some money off of that shit too. Because I heard if you get shot on the when you get shot in the state, you get $2,000. But listen, if you cooperate with police. That's when you get paid. But if you don't, you don't get paid. So any nigga that made money off of that, he cooperated with police and he ratted. I'm just telling y'all niggas right now. Because when they told me that, damn. I was like, oh shit, I'm about to eat. Then they said, oh no, you dead. You didn't help us out. I said, oh, well, fuck it. Then we did. I missed that $3,000, $2,000, whatever the fuck. But they said 27. The victim fault shit. Word to mother. He was in the hospital telling me about that shit. I got to get that.
You get paid if you tell on a nigga.
Word to mother. So any nigga that motherfucking come around and just get some shit. I'm just for the street. He made some money out of nowhere, got shot in the street. He told. Nigga,
damn,
they
don't know
pay
that.
You unless you tell. Not if they gonna dead you if you tell, they paying you.
I got a question. Do y'all think our generation was kind of raised wrong on the fact of how, like, you know, we were raised in our generation to stay away from police. It was not cool to try to be a police. But now you see the effect of that. Like, we have police coming to police our community. They don't know nothing about us. Some of them, I really genuinely feel like they'd be scared of us. And they have no way of, like, they don't know how to communicate with us. So what if that was our kids? Or what if our generation would have raised us up saying that it was okay to be a cop? You could police your own community and stuff.
For sure, I'm gonna touch real quick. For sure, I think we didn't get the full teachings. Feel me? It's not everybody, because some niggas actually did lay it down. Because
the majority didn't.
And I say that, I'm saying that to say, because like even I was looking at, just for instance, I was looking at the KRS joint. You know what I'm saying? And he got his own black cop. And he come through the era, fuck the police, and down with that as well. But it was more like. Nigga, stop trying to... Y'all keep putting people that don't fuck with us around. And I think that we never got that part. Like, you know, early you didn't get that part. Like, he could be cool. It wasn't until you become a grown man that you know that your uncle could be a police. And if I grew up with my uncle, my nigga, I know my uncle, nigga. Yeah. Now, I don't know what he is in blue. But nigga, at the house, the cookout, this is a nigga...
Now, they could definitely be different in blue.
You feel me? But again, you know, it's not until you get older. You feel me? It's not until you get older that you know that these niggas is human. We was never got told as a young, like, between the hustling era of our life, we wasn't told that they was human. We was told that they don't fuck with us. I'm gonna tell you a promise. If on my block, the nigga that everybody on my block, everybody grew up with this nigga. He was like, he might be a little bit younger than me, but one of the youngest nigga. Everybody in his family became with police. And nobody stopped fucking with him. Like, nigga, this is our nigga. Like, nigga, you never upstairs on the sixth floor. Nigga, you never upstairs on the sixth floor.
You can be solid if you're a police.
You can still be solid.
The point was, you didn't even think about it. You see your man in the police outfit. You're like, damn, that's my man, though. I know. You don't even think of him in no funny way. You almost thinking, like, how can he help me? Feel me? Like, you almost, that's the first thing almost. Like, and then you start thinking, like, beneficial. Like, damn,
but even subconsciously, though, we were told, like, it was a wrong thing, right? To be a police, to be any type of law enforcement. Liv, how you feel about that? Would you, like, you got kids, right?
Yeah.
What you got? You got a daughter, right?
Yeah.
If she wanted to be a police officer.
Yeah, she could be a police officer.
Even now, though you know?
Huh? Yes, I let her be a police officer.
Word? And you wouldn't feel no type of way?
I mean, if that's what she wanted to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean,
If my kids did, I'm not gonna. I wouldn't do nothing illegal.
Would you push them?
What I wouldn't push it. I mean, I would be like, okay, yeah. I mean, do your thing. I mean, that's not something
but
I would
ask
you,
why.
But hold on.
I would have a little question.
Yeah, I need to know why. Just what is it? You want to say?
I just don't want to just stop anything she wanted to do. But I would just be like, okay, that's what you want to be. But I'm not going to just be like, okay, we're going to help you.
Right.
But I'm
not. Let's work out.
But I would be like, why is this what you want to do? Right. I don't want to do that. Yo, hell no, you ain't no fucking cop. But I would be like, yeah.
But don't you think we need more police from our community?
Not my daughter though, but shit.
Why though? Why not your daughter? Why not my son? Why not your daughter?
That's a real job.
But yeah. I think for that's one, job, the
some shit.
Getting killed, the line of fire.
Yeah, that's
as a parent. That's the parental
yeah,
part.
The
parental part is,
the,
I don't want you to be. I don't want nobody trying to kill you because we hate you. 80% of us hate the blue. I don't. That's what I said.
But
about
why do we hate them? It's because they're not part of us.
The blue. As again, you take the uniform, you go home.
He mean the
uniform. The uniform, like
uniform.
Nigga, you a gang when you in that blue. Nigga, you got to do what you got. Like when they, the reason why you see 41 shots of people because all of them got to let off, my nigga.
Yeah,
it's usually more than one shot because nigga we. They deeper than a real blood and crip game because a nigga, a regular blood nigga together, he might chicken out. Like, nigga, I ain't fucking with you.
They ain't chicken you.
They not chicken out, nigga. They all got to let it off. They all got to let it off, bro.
And
They got to. They all got to let it off. They gang banging on no matter black, blue, white, green, no matter what color they are. And they blue. You feel me? So with that being said, the only thing I would be nervous about is you being put in a situation of being killed. And I would want to know why you want to be police. If you tell me you want to be police because you tired of motherfuckers getting mistreated, because we...
But that's what that's
general,
my point is. My point is we need that. We need people from our community to police
that's
our community.
That's why I said I would ask. That's why I said I would ask. Because in the generation of his kids and our kids, they're going to come up and see some shit that
but
they're not going to want to tolerate.
The law says you can't, like, they broke it up to where you can't police your own community.
But not necessarily your own community, but people
but
of your type
right,
of
right, yeah.
community.
Right.
Like, I
but
can go to any community.
Community, police can't.
No, that's a fact. No, that's a fact. But I'm saying, like, let's just say any of us. Let's say me, you, we all cops,
you
right?
You can't police your own
no,
community?
You cannot police your own community.
It's
hell no.
And I'm pretty sure in every city, state, might
law
change.
But let's say you were a cop in Los Angeles.
Like in New York and do stuff
let's just
like
say
that.
Y'all were cops in Los Angeles. Y'all would be able to communicate more with the streets than Joe Schmo, who's never been in the streets before. So do y'all think it's necessary that we have some of our own becoming police officers?
That would be better. If people from the same community
yeah. So do you think
better.
We were raised wrong, our generation, as far as like being, fuck the police, stay away from the police? I understand they came
wrong was based on we didn't get all the info or we didn't want to hear all the info.
Mm.
One or the other, because even the niggas that was saying fuck the police had to hire police.
But it was a lot of shit going on. But see, we missing the point of it was a lot of shit going on to make us say fuck
no,
the police.
That's my point. That's my point, nigga.
It was a lot. We wasn't just like, I fucked the wheel. It was a lot of shit going on.
Does it change whoever's in the position?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, it's a system. So
you know
like
what?
Your homies are not. They in the uniform.
Because one time I had somebody I knew personally. Like, I knew him for years. He was cool with my sister, right? He was a police officer. So I see him around. It was cool. I had a Caprice on 22s. I'm riding down Almar Road. We going in opposite directions, right? At the time, I don't know who's in the cop car. I just happen to look. He's driving the other direction. I'm driving. I make a right on Farm Pond. And in the street, I could see that he had busted a U-turn to follow me. I don't know who it is at the time. So I book it on Farm Pond because I wasn't, you know what I mean? I wasn't all the way right at the time.
Yeah.
So I live right up the street from Farm Pond. Boom, I pull up to the crib. They right behind me with the lights. And he's screaming like, get out the car. He's telling me to stay in the car because I'm in front of my house. I'm trying to get out. He's like, get back in the car, get back. He walk up, and it's the homie. So I'm like, I'm looking at him like, yo, what the fuck? Like, you pulled me over for no real reason. Like, my nigga, I did nothing. Like, well, my
and
papers and everything.
You?
Now, he didn't know it was me.
It was your man with the police?
It was my sister's peoples, but I'm cool with him off the strength of him being my sister's peoples. Now, when I say I wasn't clean, I'm not talking about my car. My registration, everything was cool, but what was inside the car wasn't cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that shit shocked me because I'm looking, anytime I see him, he a cool nigga. But like you said, when you in that blue, he was a different nigga. Like, so, my nigga, I'm sitting there froze, like, looking at him because he opens my car door. I'm looking at him. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, I'm shocked looking at the nigga. Yeah, I'm like, yo. So he's like, oh, he taps the top of my car. He's like, you good, just change your headlight. So I'm like, and him and his man, he look at his man, the passenger dude that was with him, he's white. They get back in the car and they drive off. My pops come out the crib and everything. It's like 3 a.m. He's looking like, what the fuck going on? And he sees they just pulled over. He's like, why'd they leave? I'm like, I'm shocked. Like, I'm still like, I'm looking at my lights. Nothing's wrong with my car, bro.
Right,
he just
right.
leave.
He lied.
Oh, he was doing some.
He was doing some foul shit. So, and I seen him. I seen him a few times after that, and I curved the whole. I'm looking at this nigga like, you was a foul nigga. Like, and he's black though. Like
all like that.
Then that's what I'm saying. Once they put that uniform on, some of them it doesn't matter.
So and so, I'm gonna address two things real quick with the kids. My kids, in particular, I would have to have the conversation to know what it is, and I would have to have the conversation to tell them the goods and the bads. How I feel personally, like how I feel, like my nigga, I feel that police do X, Y, Z. I believe that all these police fucking with niggas all the goddamn time. If you gonna be a police that's fucking with that, we not doing that. Yeah. That's what I'm. That's why I would discourage my kids. If you feel at any given time you put in a position where you got to do some shit like that, we can't rock like that because we black, we people of color, my nigga. Like I'm not a position where I can allow you to be a police officer and that's what you fucking represent because you are going to represent that in the blue. Yeah. Now, when you come out that blue, you gonna be my daughter, and I'm, you know what I mean. We gonna figure life out, and ain't nobody gonna disrespect you. But in that blue, you gonna be looking at as a gang member that unifies with people that absolutely fuck with people of color, even though you're a person of color. They stand for that, period. It's been proven. Yeah. Unless you can change that, that's what they stand for. If you ready to do that and try to work of your changing within, possibly.
So how can you recommend that ever for your family or friends?
Because I would have to encourage her based on what her dream was. That if it was something about her trying to really change some shit.
So if it was a personal thing, you'd be good with it.
I mean, you know, the people that I know in the police, they didn't do it trying to change the world. They do it because of New York. You got to get a fucking job that come like that. You got to get construction to pay in $30-$40. You got to get something that get benefits in New York.
Work for the city.
Nigga CEO, like the niggas that do have jobs, they have the job that you would definitely like, damn, that nigga, he a CEO. Oh, my man a police. Oh, the nigga do, you know, his security job. Like, nigga, you this shit that, these are the toll booth attendant, the metro man.
City job.
This nigga, that's how you get paid in New York City. You know what I'm saying?
Your grill money.
I ain't never. Pick Ross was the CO. That don't mean you're a snitch. Actually, COs probably do more gutter shit than any nigga
that's
you've ever
fact.
Been in your life.
That's a fact. Like, that's why I never looked at it wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, that's
plus, it's just a job to me. Like, I don't look at it like.
So it's really just the blue.
Living, you looked at it wrong?
I looked at it wrong.
Why?
At first.
Why?
Because, you know.
He was a CO.
No, but you know. Because he denied it.
He definitely did.
But that's
kept it low, and then he denied it when it came out.
So you were cool with him being a CEO. If he would have just came up like, "Yeah, I was a CEO," fuck
real,
it,
nigga. Like, nah, well,
you
like, couldn't
come out because
I'm
like
denying
that.
It, nigga.
At the
what
time,
else think about
at the time,
no, no. I just mean I like Bush, but when he did, I was like, "Damn, why you doing that, nigga?" Like.
But he was like
that
late
shit.
That
he
era
that shit.
Coming out of that.
It was like 03, 04?
No, he was 2005 and beyond.
Oh, yeah, because matter of fact, 50 dropped 03.
Yeah, he was
like
way after
the
like
2008.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? But that's when I was like, damn, why he denied
yeah, that was
shit?
Like 08.
I was mad.
That's the reason why I really don't
nigga.
Fuck with him.
But then when he did that, I was like, damn, why he denied that
I never
shit?
Called Ross. I never called Ross. I didn't know he denied it. You know, you'd be called a sucker for that for sure. You're going to get a sucker label for that. And then that's something that nigga that ain't a sucker can label you all the time. Ah, oh, you're a sucker.
When he did that, I'm like, damn, what else
shit
you done did? That's how
right?
I look at shit. I don't know. I'd be like, damn, nigga, what the fuck is shit
right? Again, all I did was wrap that up to say that's why rappers rapping never been snitching to me because it was confirmation because we didn't have internet back then. We didn't. Nigga, when Pac said, you shot me, nigga. We thought something was going on. We ain't know.
Yeah,
you feel
yeah.
me? But now you saying that nigga did it. Now it's like, oh.
Right.
And then hit him up, come on. Nigga hit him up. Had niggas in Brooklyn going harder than probably LA.
Yeah.
No bullshit. No bullshit.
But my whole point
I heard hit him up from niggas from Brooklyn. I didn't hear from
my whole point in that is there is gray area in snitching then.
They never snitch. Snitch, you got to go to jail. You got to work with the police. He told, he said some shit that was suckerish.
There's a lot of people who would not agree with that. There's a lot of people who be like, no matter what information you... Because let's just say the police have no clue about that, right? And you rap about it in your song.
You still got to put it up. The police going to do what they want
to
do.
But you can... That can start raising
right,
antennas to start...
But you have to
put
confirm
it like
it.
This. If you sit down in front of police with them in the next chair across from you and you telling them something, you snitching.
Or confirming what you said, nigga. Because most rappers have said, yo,
if that's dry
this
snitching.
Story.
The rapper shit is dry snitching.
All right, so let me ask you...
Different
that.
Snitches.
Okay.
Snitching
and
dry
snitching. But it's still wrong, right?
It's still wrong.
It's sucker shit.
Well, yeah.
Snitching is hard shit. To... Yeah. Snitching is hard to come back from. Sucker shit, I just might not fuck with you. Because, you know what I'm feeling?
Dry, yeah, that
yeah. Sucker shit, I just might not fuck with you for a few months. And if I ever see you again, and you know what I mean? snitching is like, but snitching is like, bro, you got on paperwork. That means you, and snitching means you, for the most part, because like, again, like he said, nigga, if I know you don't fuck around and all that type of shit, then I, you know, like he said, nigga, I ain't hanging out with you no more. But I ain't, we ain't getting ready. Nobody gonna fuck with you because you understand what you do. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, you don't do this. So what I'm gonna do? What I'm gonna do? You nigga, you go to work every day, you get drunk. What I'm gonna do? You feel me? You ain't about this, but. If you knew you was doing these crimes, you knew what was going on, and you was well aware of this shit, that's snitching. You saying nigga got shot or the DVD when niggas is like, yo, nigga, you do you remember the Smack DVDs? How much niggas was, they niggas had guns on every nigga. Smack went to jail for other niggas having guns on his shit.
Yeah, but that, I mean.
How about that?
Yeah.
He didn't snitch.
He didn't, but I mean, you videotaping niggas doing crimes.
They ain't do no crime, nigga. They
you had cannot a have a gun in New York. That's a crime.
Is that his fault?
If you're videotaping it, you're putting yourself... To me, hold on.
Bodega stores.
What about them?
Mm-hmm. If they got video footage is caught of them with a guy with a gun.
But that's their whole point of putting them up there, is to catch crime. The cameras...
Yeah, but you still have to report it. You know how much drugs get sold in front of a bodega store?
Yeah, of course. But
okay, so the owner of the bodega store sees a camera. He doesn't say, I got camera footage on these niggas
But
today.
He's a civilian. It's still... If
Smack was not, Punch was a gangster. Smack was a DVD nigga. Yeah, he wasn't doing no drugs.
But when you enter a danger zone, to me, this is my opinion. If I enter a danger zone,
I'm not going for that.
My
man.
Nigga.
A if cameraman, I enter, right now, a nigga that strictly takes a camera and has to go in the hood and does something for a rapper is not responsible for police arresting him if he's if V-Dot sells no drugs, does nothing illegal.
Not fair.
If he has to go do something for a nigga in the bottom of the gutter and some shit goes down, V-Dot is not to be held responsible, bro, at all.
He's a civilian in that moment.
I feel you, but what if they take him down for having all that footage and stuff? Is that... That can happen.
I mean, they
for
can...
Sure.
They,
nigga, he didn't do nothing.
He didn't snitch, though.
I'm not saying
they took
he
took his
snitch,
shit.
But I'm saying you
he's
still not, can go down for that.
He's not to be held responsible for doing nothing as a cameraman being paid as a service. Because it's on footage.
No, I agree. I totally agree.
He didn't pull the gun out.
No, no. That's not a debate. I agree with you on that. But what if he gets bagged for that?
If the footage will prevail for him. The footage will prevail because it will be something similar to how the smash.
So that's my
is.
Point. It's the same thing as the camera sitting up there in the
so
bodega.
So you're saying the bodega ain't wrong either?
Nobody's wrong if the person videotaping isn't wrong. Like, if you pull out a camera and I pull my gun out and put my gun in front of you.
That's not my fault.
That's not your fault.
I made videos for many of artists that
but
did that.
But at the same time, don't post that video either. Because that can bring heat to you.
But they paying for that.
But see, we're talking about two different things. Okay, we're talking about a bodega camera and anything else.
So basically, if the bodega owner ain't putting shit out.
Yeah, if the bodega camera is putting it out there, like, yo, these niggas out here selling work on my block. Of course, that's snitching.
So let me ask you this.
But if the police come up to the bodega owner and get
it,
that,
then
he ain't snitching, right?
Right.
The conversation is Smack DVDs.
Yeah.
All the niggas was pulling guns out on there.
Yeah.
Smack.
Thought.
At that time, I was expecting a year or two based on them niggas coming down on all these niggas in New York pulling out guns and all that type of shit right there. Mm-hmm. Was Smack wrong for video cameras? Smack wasn't doing gangster shit from our knowledge, from my knowledge. His brother was, but then Smack wasn't doing. Feel me?
Yeah.
But if they take his footage.
Yeah, he wasn't wrong.
He was putting niggas on. Again, see, this was shit like... This is why...
He shouldn't have filmed it? Because what Sean said, like...
You said he should have aired it or something, right?
We're saying two different things as far as, like, if... To me, if you enter a danger zone, like, anything... If you enter a crime, like, and you know things are going down, anything can happen from that point, is my opinion. That's how I live life. That's how I stay out of shit. Mm-hmm. Or, and if I do get into some shit, then I'm going to just have to ride with whatever I roll
with.
When
he said that, though, this is what my point was. You know V-Dot, right?
Yeah.
Cameraman. V-Dot is only a cameraman. He don't do no gangster shit at all. Mm-hmm. Let's say you took V-Dot to Queens. It's some hard and some gutter shit. Mm-hmm. My nigga, all he did was, you paid him. All he was doing was paid to shoot a video. He don't know he in the worst part of Queens?
Yeah.
What if some shit go down? How is V-Dot responsible for some shit going down? You know it's the worst part of Queens, my nigga. But you come because, you feel me? You come because I live here. He was paid to shoot a video. That's all I was paid to do. I'm paid to shoot a video. I'm shit. And what if you need some pictures in the worst part of Queens at 3 in the morning, my nigga? Like, a cameraman gotta come. Nigga, cameraman might not be from nowhere near that shit. Nigga, he paid $400 to come out. Nigga, I got $500, whatever. Nigga, and these rap niggas got plenty of money to throw around. Nigga, yeah. Come on, I got $1,000. Come on, nigga, come on. You coming out here and take these pictures, nigga? And he gets shot, or somebody get arrested, or some shit go down. Some regular shit that could go down. Yeah, nobody know. Regular
I'm shit. Coming. You nah, feel I'm me? Not saying I'm not coming, but if I do come into some a dangerous territory,
I know better.
You, are you expecting that your life is in danger because you come to a part of town that you don't know about?
If niggas is pulling guns on cameras, yes.
By that time it's late. It's shit. He didn't walk in with the guns out.
Are you saying if you bring him there and something happened and he tell?
It started with him saying
the smack
DVDs,
out.
Niggas pulling out guns and shit, and then he gets bagged for that. If you know you going to shoot Shay Davis or whoever, any street niggas,
that was his brother. That's his brother. That's the crazy shit.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's his brother.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Wow. Yeah, that's his brother.
But my thing is, to me, the way I play it safe is anytime I enter some shit knowingly, like if I knowingly enter some fuck shit, then I'm down with whatever's going to go on. I'll suffer any repercussions that go on after that.
Let me say this. On that same note,
uh-huh.
MTV got footage when they filmed MWA, and them niggas had live ammunition, shotguns, nigga.
Yeah.
No bullshit. NWA sitting in the studio, EZ like, what's good? Yeah.
And if they
were even back in the day, I'm AKs, sure we could keep AKs. Looking and find some shit where niggas been pulled out guns on some shit back in the
no,
day on big TV.
AKs, of course.
But MTV absolutely got the footage of EZ.
But would I have sympathy for them? No. I wouldn't have sympathy for them if they got bagged, if they got
MTV, this shit taken nobody on. MTV went to jail?
But I'm saying if they did.
But I'm just saying, what happened there?
Yeah.
What happened there? You see what I'm saying?
Why does MTV get away with
it? What happened there? It's not a danger zone. This is what I'm saying. He didn't go in that studio feeling like these niggas might kill me. He might not even know the niggas had that gun. You don't know it every single time that Smack
knew. Shit, I'm dealing with you. There might be 30 other people.
Right, nigga. Half the time Smack was coming to do a show with a nigga, him there. It's 40 niggas behind him.
No, that's a fact.
Ready to eat a nigga food. Yeah. Nigga, they ain't got nothing to, niggas.
Who am I supposed to know? How am I supposed to know?
So, is it cool? Is it cool to enter a danger zone and then switch up?
It depends on what your job is, nigga. If I'm a photographer, if I can make $1,000 in 1 hour taking a picture,
so you rolling the dice on entering the danger zone.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of
that's what I'm saying.
Information isn't given to you as a third party,
but you have the option to leave. You're not kidnapped. You're not.
Bro, listen to me say this: if Mano calls, let's say Smack. Let's go to Smack scenario. Mano calls Smack. Come through. I'm coming through. I'm gonna do a or Smack calls Mano. I'm coming through to videotape you. I don't know that Mano's gonna have 25 niggas with guns right here.
But you're still rolling the dice.
Exactly.
Why? How do I know? Why?
Still rolling
what kind of rapper is Mano?
But Mano right there. And how do I know? I'm rolling the dice if I don't know.
So we roll that with anybody then?
Yes.
Anybody.
Yes. That's why I respect what you're saying. I respect what you're saying when you say you're anytime you get in the car, anything with somebody.
Taylor Swift, you feel the same way about Taylor Swift as you feel about Mano?
No. Yes.
You say no, you say yes.
I do.
So the story conflicts.
No, no, no.
Because I don't know what's going on. She got her shot.
Because
you feel the
somebody
same
didn't come to kill her and it may
you feel the same exact you feel the same exact gut-wrenching way about Taylor Swift as you do about Mano.
No, no, no. I mean, I'm going to still have precautions about Taylor Swift too, but it ain't going to be as high. I'm going to be like, oh shit, I got to watch this other shit.
But you see coming in like it's
you laid nigga come in like Taylor Swift, you in Taylor Swift studio, you laid out nigga high.
Oh,
Mano's studio, you up with it?
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm gonna be on point. The Mano.
That's what I'm saying.
That would be super.
So there's a difference. There's a difference going on here. I'm, you know, Taylor Swift shit. I'm, all right, nigga, roll that weed up. Give me an edible. Whatever, nigga. Don't just get fucked up.
But after I get high and Taylor Swift, I'm gonna be looking around on some crazy shit. Like, get out. Like, oh shit, what's going on here?
I mean, a lot of it is the circumstances, then, right? Like,
and that's my point. That's my whole thing with this topic was there has to be nuance and gray area with everything we do in life.
Yeah.
So even with snitching, even though
no.
How could there not
if
be
you
gray
tell
area?
The poll the gray area is this. If you're in a criminal stance and you fuck with something in crime, period. Doesn't even matter if that crime fit the same crime that you got caught for. It does not matter. If you fuck with the crime and you tell the police on the man that you fucked with. Now, here's the only shit that really fucks
so
me up.
So there is a gray area.
No, I'm about to
just saying.
No. First of all, I'm about to say he's a snitch. No, that person's a snitch. The only thing I was about to say about gray was when niggas tell on niggas that they don't even know, which is the weird shit.
No, no, that's straight fuck shit.
You feel me? Like, just to lessen their time. Shit like that.
No, get niggas set up.
So if we're not including that part of the game, if you snitch on your man and y'all both knew y'all was doing crimes, fucking some shit, doing some shit that could get you caught.
That's fuck shit.
You're snitching.
No, but
then I don't know that great. No, all
right, so the part that you're not part. Getting to the term of being a snitch. You can be a snitch and have a rightful way of being a snitch, and you can have a fuck way of being a snitch.
That's, how can you rightfully tell the police when you did the crime and knowing that you were part of
the crime? No, not that you did the crime. You don't have to do the crime to be labeled a snitch. Just like the situation if me and you go to the car, I mean, go to the store, you clap somebody, you hop in the car, and we get arrested. I'm not holding that shit down for you. If you're supposed to be my man, you're supposed to be like, he had nothing to do with it. Y'all might as well let him go. I got into it with the store clerk. I'm not saying sell it there. But when we lawyer up and everything, I'm giving you a chance like, yo, my nigga, you put me in a bad situation. I got a family. I got all this shit going on. I'm not even in this crime world. Like, I got nothing to do with that.
And again, same thing I live said, nigga. End of the day, nobody on the streets is going to hold that shit really again. I mean,
so
the
there's
nigga,
a gray area. It's my
not
point.
Gray. You are still a snitch. You never not became a snitch. You're still a snitch.
No, but I'm saying.
You're still a snitch. Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes police don't even want to hear that.
It's true.
But that's my point.
They don't want to hear you tell. You know what I mean? It depends on. That's what the snitching. That's what this snitching thing is so ill with because. Like how you said that situation, like, yo, we go to stun this happen, and when they grab it, uh-huh. The police could be like, I'm taking y'all niggas anyway.
Right, you going to jail.
Fuck no, no, I'm not, if you tell on the spot, the judge, that's crazy.
Yeah. Even when y'all get there in the court, the judge, the DA be like, all right, charging them both with this shit. Because it all depends on how that cop writes that shit up. You know what I mean? That's what they all see. And if that cop feels like, he's fucking lying, he's with this nigga.
So you look at that as being a snitch regardless.
To the point, how he just said the same way, he know a nigga that said, we all probably know a nigga that has said something that got nothing to do with crime. Feel me? Like he said, this man don't got nigga, I get drunk in the crib, I don't do no crimes. Yeah. Y'all niggas ain't gonna put me in jail and I ain't even get no money.
That's my point.
One thing, I'll get money with y'all nigga. I ain't getting no money with y'all niggas. Y'all want me taking trial for y'all? And I work.
But see, that's my point. That would be
he's
a great.
He's still a snitch.
He's still a snitch. He's still a snitch.
But Levin said, nigga, there ain't nobody fucking with him. Nigga,
so that's the gray area to me. To me,
that. Grays, you still a snitch.
No, to me, that the gray area is the fact that with. What, are you going to fuck with this nigga?
He's alive.
Exactly. Right.
Okay, I can go for that.
That's my point.
Okay, I can go for that. Because if you've been a crime and you told a nigga, then he has a chance that you can die. If
exactly.
Told. Okay, so I can go for that.
Because a snitch, you're not supposed to fuck with him. Damn, they might supposed to kill a nigga.
But then nobody don't fuck with him.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that happens. So that's my gray area. The fact that you still would kind of give him a pass for snitching is the gray area for me. That's what I'm saying. Of course, you still label a snitch.
Pass,
you still got
like
paperwork.
Said, again, the ultimate pass is nobody's threatening your life.
That's my point.
And I agree with that.
That's my point. So we can agree.
Nobody's fucking with
you, but
you're alive.
Yeah.
But that's better. I'd rather live in that gray area than be dead, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, well... You
it
know,
is what it is, man.
You had to leave for that. You had to leave you wherever you was at because nobody fucking with you and you done told. Nobody ain't trying to kill you, but nobody fucking with you.
But that's just the streets. That's just the streets who might not fuck with you. The average day to day, nigga.
Right. If I ain't fucking with you,
exactly.
Anyway, it's all good. Nigga, I don't give a fuck
about that. Yeah. You're still just going to be living your life, but you got your name on some paperwork.
But you cannot be, to end it off, you cannot be gray at snitching. You will still be labeled that.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
You will still be there with that,
right.
But somebody may not fuck with you, or somebody may try to
side like I'm in the gray area.
Right.
That's my point. I'm in the gray area, but that's my point.
But again, here's the thing about snitching, and here's the thing about streets before we go. A nigga in the streets would already know. Feel me? Like, if you just work, nigga, ain't nobody even worried about it. Nigga, again, like you said, nigga ain't fuck with you, but we already knew you don't do this.
But there's a lot of niggas who don't do that. That's why I respect niggas who,
but them is sucking niggas.
Exactly.
Them ain't gangsta niggas. Because a nigga is gangsta running on some real shit.
Talk like they gonna be about it, and then...
Yeah, that's some sucker shit.
That's
I mean,
some sucker shit.
Again, we all come from different eras, too. So I don't know what the new era does. Yeah, but our era really knows, you know a nigga don't fuck with the streets. You know, bro, you shouldn't even got that nigga involved. First of all, a nigga that from the street will got you mad that you got a nigga not from the streets involved.
Yeah,
nigga will be mad at you like, nigga, you got this nigga involved, nigga. You gotta handle it.
Yeah,
like, nigga, ain't gonna, they won't give you your street pass got it. You gotta hold your end of the street shit too.
Yeah, your face card.
Like, you still gotta hold your end of the street shit. If you killing niggas, you still gotta hold this up, my nigga. Because that's the thing about being a killer. You gotta hold that up, my nigga. You done killed a nigga and you ain't gonna, come on, my nigga.
I remember one time on some quick shit, me and my man E got into some shit, right? And it was another nigga that was with us, but he wasn't with us. He just happened to be at the spot the same time, and he knew us. So he trying to hold us down and shit. And we both told him, like, my man, he don't even know him. He's like, we good on you.
Right.
Just because on the strength of, we don't know what's going to happen. If anything goes left,
right,
we don't know what you about.
Right.
That's what niggas need to do. If you know somebody's not about some shit, or you don't want to be a code D with a nigga, stay away from these niggas, man. Like,
that's what he said. Respect. So we get a phone call now. You gotta know, you gotta really, at a certain age, now when you're young, you don't have that mentality.
Yeah.
Thank God we are old enough to say we're still doing shit like on the microphones at 9 o'clock at night. Because this nigga Pone just texted me just now. That nigga 7 more years. And niggas, you know niggas that died. You know niggas dead. You know niggas 10 years. It's the niggas that don't have the luxury. And ain't none of us millionaires, but we good enough to say, all right, we gonna hang out a fucking and do this on a Saturday night. We chill. We grown, nigga. Yeah. So the fact of the matter is, when you get to a point, you got to. His shit, one of the best shit, nigga. Living on experience. It's like, niggas, all this experience and shit that we do is
gotta
like.
Know better.
Yeah. Like, it comes to a point where, all right, my nigga, like I said, the best thing he said was, when you hear this phone call, I go through that millions of times. And real for real shit, I got some shit going on right now. They're like, damn, I wish I would have took the phone call. Because it's some shit that, as grown ups, when you take the phone call, like you said, nigga, I'm gonna be mad in jail. I'm gonna just be mad. If I owe a nigga, I'm gonna just be mad. Like, fuck, I owe a nigga, man. Fuck! You know what I'm saying? You get you mad, but it's like,
so if
what
you pick up do? If you pick up a call on a civvy, and the civvy, and you run some game, and he snitch on you, that's your fault, right?
Absolutely, bro. Because like he just said, it's certain calls. You got, at the age that we at right now, you got to scream them the same way you screaming the bitch. Like, this nigga don't call me, you know.
Ever.
Happens all the time. Because
if you get caught with your immediate circle, it is what it is because you didn't know. Mm. Niggas that I fuck with every day, if something happens, I got to wear it, bro.
It's point blank. The age,
I got like, to.
The age we at and the shit that niggas been through right now, anything that happened right now.
In the immediate circle.
Nah,
I got to wear it. Cause like, damn,
nah, I'm with that.
Everything we do now, we did it to ourselves.
Right.
We done been through too much shit. It's to the point where if it goes down, it's like, oh shit, I did it to myself.
I got to wear it. I got to figure out how to finish it.
Got
to wear it, man. I'm too old to make a fucking dumb ass mistake.
Many situations niggas been in, whatever, it's like, damn. I fucking gotta wear this shit.
And see, that's my whole thing. Like, if you're a part of some shit and then you tell, I can't fuck with you at all. Period. Like, but if you have nothing to do with it and then you get caught up in some shit and then
let me ask you this, because you've been asking us that question the whole night, but you never really quite said.
I told you.
No. Yeah. You said that you gave that gray. Would you fuck with that nigga the same exact way that told, even though he wasn't the same person? Like, would you, let's say that in this scenario, you was your man. Was hanging out, he was not a street nigga at all.
Yeah.
Y'all play ball together, whatever. It's your man. You fuck with him every single day, but that's your man. You can fuck with him, that's my man.
Right.
Your man told.
And he's not a street nigga. Shit. Yeah.
Do you go back to taking Instagram pictures and hanging out in the club with him the same exact way? Your man.
I do because he's a civilian, yeah.
That's what works the game. That's the hardest part about the game, bro, because now you wear the same shit he wears.
But I'm talking about if I'm a street nigga, no.
Yeah, but see, that shouldn't be like, you know. It's like if he, what you mean? Like if he told, like he got to wear that.
He's saying, say this is my man. Sapphire's my man, right? He doesn't. Let's just say he doesn't do no street shit, no nothing, right? He gets popped on some dumb shit. He tells he's not a street nigga. And then if I'm in the club, can he come to the club with me?
In this scenario, you are a street nigga though.
No. My bad. I didn't know that part. If I'm a street nigga, no, he can't be nowhere around.
He can't come around. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
But I didn't snitch on nothing. Y'all did.
It doesn't matter. I don't want you nowhere around.
Do you see how awkward it feels now?
Can't come around.
Because now your man that you've been fucking with all your life can't no longer fuck with you.
I can see you in the crib like, my nigga, what's up? Call you. We got a book out. But
anything can happen when I go to the club.
Nothing got nothing to do with y'all. It doesn't matter.
Do you see how crazy shit could get fucked with? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I understand like you not like taking it to the next level with me. Like, yeah, come to
No, because
spot,
what if we go to the club and we get
if we in the club, you can't dap me up.
No. Oh, no, no.
I ain't got
no
idea.
No,
I'll dap you up if I see you. If you're already in the club and I see you.
It'll be the quickest dap you ever seen in your fucking life.
Exactly.
That shit would be the quickest shit you ever seen in your fucking life. Nigga would not done with
Let me go further than that. Because if I take you to the club and we get into some shit, anything could go down after that.
Yeah.
Now, it's different. Like, if we go into a family reunion and you might be there and shit like that, that's cool. But in a place where I know something can happen, I'm not taking you nowhere around.
Let me ask you this. Let's make it even quicker, closer.
Yeah.
Family. Mm. Let's not even talk about friends. Because friends is always subjective.
Yeah,
no matter how close a friend is, a friend may do you dirty. A friend may do you dirty. Even though family can do you
family
dirty.
Family can do you. I'm
absolutely.
About to say.
Friends absolutely can.
Dirty but faster. Because
exactly.
Because
they're closer to you.
The people who've done me the dirtiest are people closest to me.
It's always
family or friend.
Friend. I've never had direct family.
That's
do
what I'm saying. It's usually a little bit harder. Usually, I'm not saying that it's never happened. We got plenty of stories with family rich porters. We got plenty of stories with families fuck you over. it's usually a little harder for the family to do it than a friend to sell you on a river. Usually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never had a family.
Now, I've never had family ever do me dirty.
To other people, but not me, really.
Nah, yeah.
When you're solid, that's what I'm saying. We got it.
We got a solid. I got a solid family. Who's not going to.
Well, I'm saying, everybody in the family is not solid, period. That's we don't know.
But I only really deal with my family.
I'm not with my family everywhere, but I know what I am every day. I know what I am every day. I'm solid every fucking day.
Right.
So, for anybody to disagree with that, it would raise a flag to me because I have never done anything where, even if I wasn't solid, I ain't come and admit to it and try to reconcile the situation. Some shit that I might have fucked up. I'm a human. I could have fucked up and didn't even know. And I come to you and say, damn, my nigga, that's what you felt about that shit? Mm-hmm. Fuck it. Let's try to make this shit right. I fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know. Like, I didn't have, I'm grown up and I'm a man. Like, nigga, I done known plenty of times that if I fucked up, nigga, I'd come to a nigga, damn, bro, like, how we fix it?
Yeah.
Like, shit, I ain't know.
Now, that's man shit. That's what you're supposed to do.
What happens is, when you got family, and the scenario of possession is, do you give your family, do you not fuck with your family ever again in your life? Because these things that you talking about, the way y'all was saying was, I can avoid a friend in public, but in private, I can chill with a friend. Your family is private. What do you do with the family that does the same scenario as the friend?
I know same cousins who've been through that. Cousins who...
Cousin ain't no street nigga. He ain't do nothing else. He told little nigga, do you disown your cousin? Do you never take a picture with your cousin? Family picture, nothing like that?
But,
I mean, if you're a street nigga...
Same scenario. Same as that scenario, but this person is your family. Street nigga, too.
Damn.
You mean if he's a rat?
Your cousin told him. But he's not a street nigga.
Did he snitch on you?
No, no. See, he just snitched. He got his own paperwork that he told him, but he's not a street nigga.
But see, this is where. But see, the world be fucked up with this. With these rats.
All paperwork.
Living
is
my part. All paperwork, though. Your family.
I'm talking about a nigga. He's not a street nigga at all. But he went on paperwork and said, "Man, these niggas did X, Y, Z. They put me in a position where I had to tell
them.
You disown that cousin?
So
you can't fuck with him.
I can't fuck.
So look,
it's like you got to like that's. It's
is
like,
it worse because he's
it's like that's it's like and because you gotta it's just like that's crazy.
Living there's no gray area with living.
What's your advice for your brother?
Because it's like
in that scenario. What's your advice for your brother that never done anything street in his life? Nigga worked worked in the Apple store his entire life.
And he get caught up on some dumb shit.
Fuck with him, son.
What's
your advice to him? You would tell him don't snitch and hold it down. Apple employee.
I ain't giving him options. What you mean to tell him?
What you mean before he tell or after he?
You know the whole story. The only nigga that knows the story is your brother came to see old dog, bro. I don't do nothing. I was at work. And these niggas came in here, blah 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 blah, and they robbed the store, and the store got robbed, and now they think because I know him and he live in my neighborhood, they think I got something to do with it.
And he told them some inside.
And he say, what's my advice? What's your advice?
Let me tell you something. When you was doing that and telling me that, and how you just said all of that, I'm walking away.
What's my advice?
I know your advice.
So you're not gonna tell him.
Cause you asking me, I know what you about
you
to
gotta
do.
You gotta tell.
So, but I'm my last straw is my brother.
So you gonna cut him off, living?
What I do?
Look you in your face while you, what I'm gonna do? They ran in there and they did this, and I'm.
I'm not street. I'm not street at that point. I'm not street.
Listen, you doing all that?
Yeah. You don't hear no more. Because you said you don't hear no more. I mean, I'm fighting no more. You don't be implied. You saying? So you told here's foul. This is foul. This is foul. Because you left your brother on the island. You didn't even give him advice.
I can't.
I know what you're saying, though. I know what you're saying. You like, now I'm implemented. Like, I know too much. I know that.
It's like, I can't even. I got to go.
You don't want to know no more. You don't want to know no more.
It's like, you got to handle that. You got to figure that
out. Damn.
Because it's, I mean.
So you left
now, that's why I asked about family. Because friends, easily, you can make that decision a lot easier. Not a lot easier, but
a lot easier. No, it is a lot easier.
But brother, if your brother did it, nigga, I don't know.
If your mama John snitched, would you hold her down?
Nigga, I don't give a fuck what my mama do. Nigga, you crazy.
I just want to know how real a motherfucker is.
My mother will only, first of all, my mother's a gangster.
She would have
to. Right, mother's a gangster. Same way, she's still because mom's too. Right. Niggas gonna hold that shit down. Right, like, it ain't happening.
I feel a character, let me grab the mic. The only motherfucker you can ever hold down on snitching is your mama.
But the thing,
that's how I look at it. Like, if your mama, if you gotta hold her down,
no, hold on. Let me say this though. I will say this though. You said that really, really relaxed because it's some proud mama snitches in the hood that don't nobody fuck with.
True.
If something happened from them from another nigga, another block, they might not help her because
my mom's is a rat.
But wow. Let me say,
we was 12 years old. No, uh-huh. Not even 12. What was it like? No, we was in 5th grade, 10, 6,
7, 8.
11. 6th grade, 11. We was 11 years old. Boom, right? But my mom's also a CO, though. My mom's a CO on Rikers Island. Right now, since then, my mom's 30-something years.
That's the only job to keep the benefits. She retired
2 years ago. I'm drunk.
Pension with
Secretary to the Warden. And
shout out to Ducey.
All day. Yo, so, boom. Nigga stole a jacket, you know, Rye. My man, Rye and fucking my man Steve and Rye stole a jacket. They stole a North Carolina Duke jacket from junior high school. Nigga stole a jacket. We just got to junior high school. Boom. I wasn't even with these niggas.
Yeah.
But my man Steve, he was from the back streets and they didn't know Rye. You know what I mean? They didn't know where Rye lived.
Yeah.
And Rye was my people and I brought him around brought the police to my crib. So, I'm in the crib. I don't even know what's going on. It's like 9 o'clock at night. Mom, go to bed.
That was the first niche, them niggas.
Go to bed.
Because they went to the police.
She's like, go to bed. I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed. I don't know. You know, it's bedtime.
Right.
So, boom. I just hear a knock at the door. Dun-dun-dun-dun. So, I'm like, all right. I hear the shit because, you know, the house quiet. So, I come in. My mom go downstairs. And it's the police at the door. I hear them talking. So, I'm like, what the fuck? So, now I go to the thing, and I look, and they looking at me like, just come downstairs. We want to talk to you.
No way. I was a zombie.
Go back to back in the room. You know, my mom's CEO. She's like, hold on, what y'all doing? Y'all can't come to my, because I'm like, and when I got older, I started to realize, I'm like, you already let them in, Ma, because when somebody's a CEO, they think they police, too. They think they already
cool. But they don't fuck with each other. They don't really
know. Yeah, but she didn't know.
But
when I got older, because I remember, I never forget this, like, she let him in, and showed him her, and I'm with the section, and they're like, I'm listening to all this upstairs, and I never forget it. And then they was trying to run the show, like, when I peeked my head up from the steps, they was like, come down here, that's what we want to do. Like, they didn't care what she, and then my mom had to step in front of them. They was like, okay, excuse me, miss, we see him right there, we want to talk to him. And she was like, hold on, y'all can't be doing, hold on, this is my house. They didn't give a fuck. They was like, come down here. So I'm like, I come downstairs, like, they talking to me. So I was like, hold on, y'all. And then, listen, miss, we got this under control. And I'm like, boom. They're like, yeah, sir, do you know about this jacket? They bring me to the car. They're like, do you know him in the car? I look in the car, and I see my man. I'm like, yeah, I know him. That's my man. He like, yeah, da, da, da. They said, do you know Raheem Smalls? He's like, who's Raheem? They said, do you know Raheem Smalls? Like, who's Raheem? My mom slapped shit at me. Wow. I know Raheem. Take your ass up. Raheem lives around the corner. I know his mother. Everybody, we all family. He lives around the corner. Told him everything. I called, the police about to come. I called Sue picks up. I'm like, yo, police about to come to the crib. He like, what happened? Sue,
look at your parents different for that, right?
I said, yo, mommy snitched. Boom, boom. He know to this day, boom, it was crazy. So, dude, I'm calling him like, yo, boom, boom. They on the way to the crib, boom, boom. They left already, boom. And I called back. He called me. He's like, yo, did they leave? I'm like, yeah. Then, boom, boom, the bell rung. He's like, oh, they here. I said, all right. Yo, it's just crazy.
I'm gonna say this too,
parents.
Though.
Even parents, that, it's okay for parents, though.
Also, let me say this though. That was a different era of life. That was the 90s where, your monkey ass ain't gonna be around living in my house doing this shit.
That happened with me and my parents, bro.
Right. Those are decent parents.
Like 91.
Right. These are decent dudes. That's when you had a decent parent. And nigga, there ain't no telling. Nigga, if I don't do this, these police gonna kill you, nigga. Right, absolutely.
They be shook about that.
Right, nigga, the police gonna kill you. Nigga, you think my ass gonna hurt? The police gonna kill you.
That happened with me. My parents, I was asleep. I hear the doorbell ringing, and you hear the walkie-talkies and shit.
Right.
So I'm like, what the fuck? Am I bugging? I look out the window, and I see a couple cop cars. I'm like, yo. And I hear my dad talking like, yo, he's calling my name. Like, come here. I'm like, so I walk up, and they got a picture of my man, Debo. Mm-hmm. They got a picture of him like, do you know him? I'm like, nah, that picture looks different. My dad's like, that's my age. I'm like, yo, chill. I'm like, yo.
With my glasses.
I was like, nah, I can't tell by the picture, the mugshot, and they all look at me. And I'm like, I'm only in my pops. Like, why are you even talking to them? Like, so I kind of like, yo, I don't know nothing. Like, I don't got nothing to say to y'all. And I closed the door on him. My pops flipped out. Like, that's your man. Like, you with him every day.
I'm talking your ass in front of everybody.
Yeah, it's like, were you with him? I'm like, I don't know nothing.
And I'm going to say this. Right now to this day, as everybody here being a parent, you're going to whoop your kid's ass. That's that fact. Same that's fucking right. Scenario pull up. Because you're not getting ready to go to jail for your stupid fucking
that's
friend.
True.
Right. You feel you're me? Right. You definitely not going to fucking jail for your dumb ass friend. Absolutely. My nigga, you're not going to jail for your friend. Because, nigga, I know.
If they come to the, I ain't going, you said some ill shit.
Nigga, as right now, You, cause you know what? My kid, you not, would have my to, kid not going to jail for you your kid, what? Nigga. I would have you to, better, nigga. What?
I would have to.
So it's different.
Get up, nigga. So that was crazy. That's your mother did. But I'm saying that was the error that came through. Your mother did was, that's all she was doing. You not going to jail for another nigga. That's all she was thinking about at that time. She wasn't thinking about, nigga, you not going to jail for another nigga.
She's trying to butt it out.
Them niggas going to jail.
But I wasn't going to. They knew I was.
I'm just saying.
Like, they just wanted to know.
No, but she a CEO. She know how to do niggas dirty. Like, going to jail is not the issue. Getting out is not the problem. Going to jail ruining your life is the what they thinking. Like, nigga, the record, this, the crime, the money, the lawyer. Nigga, it costs $8,000 for a fucking gram. By the time you got to get a lawyer, you got to get the shit off your fucking case, nigga. Yeah. This shit costs almost $8,000 just to get off of a fucking gram of weed. Real talk, my manager's daughter is a college student, got arrested with a gram of weed and a fucking $80 mile an hour speeding ticket. It's almost $8,000 by the time we finish lawyer fee, court fees, and everything, bro. Right. So the problem is, nigga, a decent parent, especially, you know, single parent most of the time, decent parent is like, yo, you not getting, nigga, if you go to jail because of some shit you did, I'll right rock now, with you. Because all our parents would rock with us.
My daughter, Freddie Shop, lives at him. Like, hold on.
What? Say, call that bitch. Let me see this picture. Exactly. Oh, that's Sasha. That's Sasha. Get that bitch, nigga. Nigga, 917-632.
Fuck you so loud. Now we rat. So, hold on. So, you basically came up.
What? Like you just said, as a parental, that's what his parents thinking. All parents, and again, at that point,
my job's
at that point, let me just say this. Now, I will disclaimer this. If I'm knee deep in the street, I'm still not doing that, even with my daughter.
No,
probably not.
Nah,
but as a fucking civilian parent,
we ain't in the
right. Means that's what I'm saying. Now, as a regular going to getting trying to figure out how I'm making money every day, parent, my daughter, I'm not paying $8,000 to get my daughter out of somebody else's shit. Nigga, fix this shit out. And if she fall out with you, I'll let you know why. Because you have your daddy snitch, and now you got to wear that shit on.
We're gonna go to war with their family then.
It is what it is. It is what it is. I'm still with that shit. I'm still with that shit. What you want. But if you come over and approach me, I'm with that shit. Let's do it. I'm with whatever shit you want to do. But that's what I look at your mama, and I ain't just saying your mama. All mamas in the neighborhood at that time, they all she was saying is, hold on, these niggas ain't chilling. I'm CEO, God, they respect me. When they see you, my respect level went a little differently. And y'all definitely not getting ready to take my son for a nigga that he knows. Same thing your dad. Nigga,
you crazy. Because he looking at me like, that's
Dennis.
Right
Dennis man. Right here. Call the nigga. You got his phone. Like, give me your phone. Exactly. Give me your fucking phone right now, goddammit. Yeah. Fuck is you talking? Give me that goddamn phone. We'll call. Unlock the code.
So he's still snitching in a sense, but not. That's the gray area that I'm talking about. So my whole
No, because as the first thing he came on the phone and said was, my mom was a snitch.
As a civilian, though. But the label is the label. My whole point is,
we can't do nothing about the label.
You can still be labeled. All right, so the gray area, in my sense, is you're still labeled a snitch, but it's that middle area where you won't get repercussions for it. Can we agree on that?
I agree. Yeah. Yeah, but again, at that point, you ain't gonna kill your daddy. You ain't gonna kill your mother. They ain't no. They wasn't.
But what if my man feels like?
What if Rob's like, yo, man, fuck that.
That's what I'm saying. But he wouldn't, right?
He would have had to do that without telling you. You know what I mean? Like, he would have had to do that without telling you.
If that's your man's, he wouldn't even try your mom's like that because he knows her position.
First of all, he did what he did everything he could do. He called and said,
I called and told.
Mommy done told. You know what I mean? Right. What can I do? Mommy told. You feel me? Like, now, what can I tell?
That's my
mom,
bro. I can't really say none of that.
So, in retrospect, basically, my whole point was that gray area. So, can we agree there's a gray area in the sense of my gray area would be that you won't get suffer the repercussions of being a snitch, right?
No,
that
of
be,
dying. Right?
Of dying.
Of being
dying.
A snitch.
No, no, no. You will always be a snitch.
But see, my thing is, all right, so
like
maybe I got
it. My mom's is still a snitch.
All right.
Like
no,
I said,
my thing is, when you're a snitch, you're pretty much dead in a sense.
No, that's not true because, like I said, it's man.
No, I'm talking about, in my eyes, like, you. All right, so you're not going to die based on that gray area, is my point.
Okay, yeah, we agreed that.
That's my point.
Yeah, we agreed
that. So there is a gray
area. The only gray area is if you're a civilian, most likely, and that's not even true all the time, because depending on what part of the world you're in.
No, because don't give a damn.
Baltimore, New Orleans.
Even in Charlotte.
Not in the world. This is part of what type of nigga you met.
Right, yeah.
Nigga, I got homies. I have this conversation with some of my homies in Charlotte, and they're like, I don't give a fuck what you are.
Right,
tell you're done.
Right,
you're dead.
So, I mean, it depends. That's why I said the gray is really tough, because it depends on what part of the world you're in, a nigga might get that a pass. And really, the nigga that really might give it a pass is the nigga that got to do it. Just the OG, like, man, come on, man. You know, we did enough shit. Don't worry about this nigga that working a job. A nigga that facing the life?
Yeah, he, like, knock him off.
That nigga got to die. I don't know where you work at. It depends.
My only word of advice is, man, if you in the streets, stay away from civilians. Be careful on how you move. And stay away, like, and you civilian, stay away from street shit. Like, stay far away from that. You have nothing to do with it. I don't care what you think is cool, what's in. It's a whole different ballgame once you get caught in that underworld. Y'all got anything else y'all want to throw in there?
I thought this shit was called African Booty Scratchers.
Nah, that's his shit.
I thought this shit was called.
Nah. Real talk, we trying to get Mez off with his, but like, okay. I'm African Booty Scratcher. This is my squad.
I said I'm promoted, and then I looked on iTunes.
That was my episode.
Y'all niggas on iTunes, y'all niggas doing big shit.
Yeah,
that was the episode I was on his podcast.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he was jazzing me up or not, but he said that was the highest rated episode.
Nah, it was.
No, I said it on iTunes. That's the only reason I acted. I'm like, yo.
So what happened was, is like, I tell my man, it's like, yo, you're dope. You got the peoples behind you. You got talented folks around you. The episode went ham. Nigga, you need to motherfucking do something. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm always about, like, empowering my brothers to, like, yo, I see what you can do. Like, let me help you do that. So, like,
African Booty Scratchers. I've been trying to tell me to do this shit for a minute now.
Almost like a year.
Maybe 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
How long have you been in the other studio?
Oh, like 2 years. Almost 2 years.
That's when the podcast started, about 3 years.
So, about almost 2-3 years ago, right? So, like, I'm, you know, we're at a point now where we've become a little successful and people rock with us. So, I'm trying to, like, put the olive branch out. Like, bro, you could kill it. Your fams, your folks. Let's run this. You know what I mean? So that's really where it is. Like, I appreciate you shouting us out, African Booty Scratchers at iTunes. But, like, it's a show like kind of like has this niche market, but we trying to get a broader...
Niche, not snitch.
Niche. But you guys really, from the show content to everything, how y'all interact with each other, this is kind of the mindset I was saying. Like, you got something that you can build off of. So that's kind of where we started at. So I'll let y'all get back to it.
Yeah, my whole thing is Fresh. I don't know. I've known him for years. We did the apostrophe for 2.5 years. About, we had parties rocking together. He's been rocking even before. Yeah, after
the whole apostrophe off.
Man. Exactly. To be honest with you, apostrophe wasn't what it was until that.
Yeah, I mean, I hear it all the time.
Before that,
like, it was Living cool. used to always come fuck with us.
Your man, Kid did something there before that.
Oh, yeah.
Long time.
Yeah.
But
y'all
anytime,
made it the name that came with it, you know?
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I appreciate y'all for coming through, rocking with me. This is the Mez Drinks and Chill podcast.
Woo!
I appreciate y'all. This is the snitching episode. We're going to get at y'all. Y'all can follow me on my personal, Mez Black Label, or you can follow the podcast page. It's Mez Drinks and Chill on Instagram. Y'all want to shout out y'all pages?
Nah, but I want to let everybody know who can't see this. Mez was moving his hand like he was rapping. And the whole time he was talking, he was like, if you ever seen Jay-Z rapping, like, freestyle, Mez was doing the same thing. But nah, we good. Appreciate you, Mez. Thank you.
All day.
We had a good time, man.
I appreciate y'all, man. Sci-fi.
It is out, bro.
Peace.
Thank you.
Word. That's definitely good right now, man.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, Mez Drinks and Chill.